الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور الله عز وجل in his blessed words and the message which were sent for us through Angel Jibreel alayhi salam and then through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are the most precious jewels of guidance which a servant can ask. People now and then go to their parents, other wise people which they understand, or to their knowledge they are more shrewd and in understanding the matters of deen, the dunya, and they ask consultation and guidance. But you should know that the best guidance which can be available for the servant, for us human beings, is the guidance provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we are neglecting it. We are asking each and every person for betterment of this world and to alleviate our problems. But the guidance and the message sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are being neglected. And that can lead a person to a very bad end. Because whatever is said in the Quran is true, and whatever matters are foretold in the Quran that they are going to happen, they are also true and they are going to happen. Allah Azza wa Jal said in one part of the verse which I have just recited, mentioned the concept, idea, the reality of achieving success. Every one human being, each of us, we have own criteria of success. Someone might think when they were in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, that if they reach any European state or country, that is their success. That's where their success lies. Who are here, they might think that if I find a job, I am successful. If I am married to of my choice, I am successful. Someone is doing a degree, they think they have been doing degree, and if they get the degree, they are successful. They are according to our level and our perception. And because our knowledge is very limited and we are ignorant mostly, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows knowledge on someone, so our decision and criteria are also very petty and small and of shortcoming. Now Allah Azza wa Jal says that I know your past, your present and future. There's nothing hidden from me. Each and every one of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows which side and direction they are heading. But still Allah Azza wa Jal has given the freedom of will to a person until Angel Israel alayhi salam visits you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the door of tawbah, the door of repentance closes when the spirit or the ruh begins to being extracted and a person can see the matters of hereafter. Or the second time when the door of Tawbah will be closed for everyone will be when the sun will rise from the west. Soon that time is coming that when sun is under the control and rule of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will not be permitted to follow its normal course, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that rise from the, it will seem to the people, and they will see one day it will be, sun will set, and as a normal night it will set, and they will be engaged like us in whatever things they are doing normally. Some are on, going to work, some are studying at night, some are dancing in the club, some are in sitting in the cinema, etc., etc. No normal activities that people. But that night, Rasulullah ﷺ will say, will be equal to, not one night, is equal to normal three nights. So when time will pass and they will be sitting here and thinking, looking at the time and sleeping, and Rasulullah ﷺ said that one person will come to his neighbor night time. He said that I have spent time in worship as I did normally, but again I slept and I spent time in worship. Again I got up, there is no, the night is very long. Other people, non-Muslims and sinner people like myself who were not abiding by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will see that the night is so long and it's extended, instead of, let's say, 12 hours, it is 36 hours or more, then people will begin to fear. They would have heard this sign already, that there will be one night, it's going to be a long night, and then that the sun is going to rise from the west. So people from their neighborhood and localities will be bewildered and fearful and scared and come out and scream, oh, what's happening, what is going to happen to the world, what is going to happen. But they will be discussing these matters, and the night will be long, and soon that day sun will not rise from the east, if it rises from the west. And when the first ray of that sun rises from the east, west, then non-Muslim people who are disbelievers, they will say that we believe in Allah and His messengers and we accept Islam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the door of Tawbah closed now. Now they can 100 times, whatever life is remaining, 50 years or 30 years, they can spend in the mosque praying and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that's no use now. The sinners and people who are neglecting their commandments, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sitting and thinking it's well and good, let's live life as others are doing, we will see what happens. They will also repent. They will say, oh, we're going to the mosque. People will begin to run towards the mosques, and non-Muslims also towards, I think, the place of prayers and mosques, etc. And they will run that we are going to pray there. But now it will be said that no sinner can repent now. Whatever sin, whatever baggage you are carrying now, it will be there now. And so that day, also Rasulullah said that door of Tawbah closes, but that day will only, maybe none of us see that day, but one door will be closed, and everyone will see that door being closed. That is the time of death. And soon it is going to come. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, the great scholar of Islam, has said in his book somewhere, he said that the people are standing together in a big crowd, in a big line, and people are close to each other, and in a form of crowd, it is their example he gave to people to understand, that they are standing in a big crowd, but they are in a row, and they are walking forward, but there is darkness. In front of them, in that pitch darkness, they can't see anything. There is a big ditch which they are going to fall in for each person. So let's say people are standing here, and they are walking towards that direction. For everyone, wherever they are going forward, in front of them, they have to walk, they can't go left, they are walking, they have to walk, they can't stop that. but there is a ditch, a hole, which they're going to fall and be finished. They don't know where that hole is. It's after 50 steps, it's after 1 mile, it is after 50 miles, they don't know. But it's dark. So they're walking, and everyone at their own time, they're falling as well. So he gave this example of people living in this world, and going to forward, he gave the example, he was telling about time, that time is passing. You cannot stop. And the hole, he said, and the darkness is death. For everyone, it's already there. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said, for everyone, it's already there. It's only a matter of time. You put the next step, it might be, you might actually go on in the hole. So similarly, tomorrow rises, and you don't know that which minute and which second that you are going to fall into the hole. So there's no option of stopping, and there's no possibility of knowing where that hole is. So every person, humanity, non-Muslim, atheist, disbeliever, sinner, Jewish, Christian, everyone is, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said, walking. They can't stop. No matter they believe, and each of them is dropping there at their own time. Our great-grandparents or grandparents, they actually fell into that hole at their own time. And we will do. We are walking as well every day and each. As Imam Ibn al-Qayyim Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi said, that this day and night, or he said that your breaths are the steps towards your death. So each time you take a breath, you breathe, this means one step forward you're going. One step more forward. The akhirat is coming close, and the dunya is going further away. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that the akhirat with each breath is coming close to you. Hell or paradise, whatever you have been doing, it is day by day, each breath is taking you close to and dunya is going. We understand the matters of dunya very well. Like, for example, there is a terminology, people say, this company is a sunrise company, this is sunset company. What do they mean by it? They say that a company which is going to its peak, which is doing good business and is achieving a lot of success and very profitable, that in the market it's done something that is very profitable. They say it is a sunrise company, meaning that like it is rising. And then the other terminology word they have, they say that company is sunset, meaning that that is setting. So people who invest in shares and bonds, etc., etc., they say we want to invest in sunrise company. No one wants to invest in sunset company. When they know that it is going down actually after some time, they don't want to invest in there. They want to invest in sunrise company which is making profit, so that if they invest £1,000 or £2,000, they are going to get a good return. So similarly, akhirat actually is sunrise for you. That the investment there is sunrise, and dunya is sunset. It is day by day, it's going down. The sun is setting. Like the other day I mentioned to you, the sun rises and then sets. Similarly, the sun of your life has also risen. It's 5 years old or 50 years old. No matter where it is going to also set. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave the example. He said, the dunya is coming, is going more further away from you, like you are traveling, and akhirat is coming close to you. So you should think about akhirat, whatever you are going to face now, because this is going to pass. If someone disobeyed you, someone were unfaithful to you, the times pass. Someone mistreated you, or you had good time in the past in dunya, you had a very good days and green days and sunshine days, they are past now. They are not going to come back. They're only a dream now, but not even a dream, because at least a person can some experience some happiness in dream. But the time which you have passed is not actually able, you are not able to retrieve that. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that invest in this akhirat which is coming towards you, near you. But we are, when I say we, I mean myself and people like myself. in this world, that we are such people that in spite of dunya is battering again and again, and we are battered from every dimension, from all kinds, still we are putting our head in dunya, that we want to actually achieve dunya. Now people who have been living, everyone has something, someone to complain about. I was such good to that person, and that person has turned back on me. The wife might say, the husband turned back on me and he's not fulfilling my rights. The husband say, my wife has turned back on me. The other one say, I was doing business and these business people defrauded me. Everyone has something to complain about dunya. But the mashayikh say that if you know for sure through your experience that this is unfaithful, it's not in your benefit, it is not in your benefit and your welfare, then why you actually again put your head in front of it, like put more slippers on it? Why you again and again go back there? Once you know it is unfaithful, this dunya is unfaithful, it is not in your favor, leave it, let it go in hell, and you actually turn your face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at least make your akhirat actually good where you are living forever. This is an act of or mind of foolishness that again and again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the philosophy of Quran on the matters where people struggle and problems they face. For example, the ये देखिए कहां से बात आ रही है. So a person might face a calamity, a person might face difficulty. You all and people, Muslim, non-Muslim, they face difficulty, tests in this world through health, loss of wealth. Now these things happen to people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, if someone, they have loss of business, they lost profit, or their children have become disobedient, or they have been stricken with sickness, or they have actually experienced and any other problem, the message of the Quran is that these problems come to you to make you aware that come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not the inhabitant of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends all these problems which come to you, no matter it is due to your sin or due to your test, they are to bringing you back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So people turn, sometimes many people when they are afflicted with problems and worries, and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While their good sunshine days, they spend with other people, jumping here and there and drinking and partying and celebrating birthdays and marrying and... But when actually every affliction falls on them, all these friends and well-wishers, they actually cannot be seen anywhere. They are actually gone. I have been working in prison so 2-3 years, and there this manifested very clearly. Such people who were very rich, they had many friends, they had gangs, they were gang leaders, or they did something wrong. All these friends who hanged around with them and to cinemas and for drug dealing and to torture other people and to cause other people harm. Once they have gone in prison, someone might claim, Imam Sahib, my friend actually has taken my car, please could you phone actually and tell him that, sell my car and give me the money. And when you see him, and he's saying, I've already sold it and I'm going on holidays to Florida. So I did not like to tell this to that person, that he will be more depressed. But that is the kind of nature of these people of dunya, no matter they say they are your friends, etc. Once you are not there, they will make use of whatever you have. They visited those people as well. Visit bhi nahi karte prison mein. Those who said that I can give, meri jaan bhi hazir hai, I can give my life for you. But now they can't pay. It's only a matter of you be afflicted, those money, that luxury coming away from you, you will know. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, of Wali of Allah, حضرت شیخ الحدیث مولانا زکریہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اینڈ آلسو ادر بکس, دے ہیو مینشنڈ دیئر اسٹوری آف ریپینٹنس, دیٹ ہی واز اے پرسن, اے رچ پرسن ایٹ دوز ٹائمز, اینڈ پیپل ور پور, اینڈ دے سیڈ دیٹ ایوری ڈے ہی ڈینٹ ورک, ہی ہیڈ اے بزنس آلریڈی, ہی ہیڈ سو مچ منی دیٹ ہی ہیڈ انویسٹڈ, اینڈ دے ور کمنگ بیک اینڈ ہی واز پروفیٹنگ. So he had nothing else to do, etc., enjoy himself, dancing, women, whatever as people did at that time, he was doing. At night time, drinking alcohol and dancing, and he would have a new girl every night for his bed. That was at least his lifestyle. And he had his wife as well. So he says, now this person, Malik bin Dinar rahmahullah, that was his first state, and then he became such a great wali of Allah that other righteous people and awliya Allah wished to be in his company. And he is mentioned in the books of ahadith, books of asar, and as a very righteous man, and in some silsila of tasawwuf as well, he has a very high ranking personality, but that was his life before. So someone asked him after his repentance, that, O Malik, that at that time, how did you repent from this life? Many people are engulfed and they are surrounded by this life, and it's very difficult to get out of this dunya. How were you able to do that? He said that I had 3-year, 4-year daughter, and I loved my daughter very much. She would come and sit with me, I would hug her, and I really loved my daughter. What happened was she died, and I was so filled with sorrow and grief. One night I was thinking about her, alcohol I had drank, and with intoxicated I slept. And in my dream, I saw a big a beast-like animal which is trying to chase me. And it's very fearful dream, scary dream. He said, I was just running to be, not to be chased and not to be caught by that beast. So it was running behind me in the dream. And then I found in front of me, after some distance, I found an old man in white clothes, looking very handsome, but weak, old man in his late 90s. And Hazrat Malik said, I said to this old man, that old man, please save me from this beast which is coming, or guide me. He said, I cannot save you. If you had made me so powerful, if I was powerful, and I would have saved you, but I am weak, but still I can guide you. Go towards east, don't go forward, go towards east. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept some amanats, some deposits for people of dunya. Maybe you have a deposit there as well, any virtue. So because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person whose child or baby dies and he is patient, Allah, that baby or that child, inshallah, on the day of judgment will take that person into paradise if they are patient. So it's a great affliction, but if a person is patient and on day of judgment, that person, that when the child is doesn't have any sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh child, oh, you go to paradise, you are not responsible for anything. But the child or the son or daughter will stay there and say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not going to go without my parents. And with the shafaat and with the intercession of that child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the parents as well, although they might have been deserving hell. So inshallah, for every affliction, if a person is patient and steadfast and comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back, there is so many ahadith I was going to mention to you, that which in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah has mentioned this fact. So to Malik bin Dinar rahmahullah, this person said that, go, maybe you also have a deposit. So he said, I went and there was a big mountain-like palace, and it has balconies and doors, they were opening and closing. And he said that, I saw children, little children, coming out of there and going in there. And he said, suddenly I saw my daughter as well there. And my daughter came, and I immediately picked up her, and I said, my daughter, what is it, this, and what I am here? Please save, somehow save me from this beast which is coming after me. So she said, Father, that this, we are the children who died in state of immaturity, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deposited us here, actually, for as a reward for their parents. And we are living in Alme Barzakh, in the world hereafter, before the Day of Judgment. So she came forward and she said something to that beast-like matter, and it just went away. It just vanished away. Because Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah was surprised. He said, my daughter, what is it? What is it that you said and it went away? What was that? He said, my father, that this beast-like animal is your good, your bad amal, your bad deeds and sinful days and nights you spent. They have come in the form of the, like I was mentioning to your call of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, that a person who commits a sin, a black creature is created for that person, who is going to torture this person in the fire of hell. And then the Day of Judgment, they will be waiting like armies for you, for many people who have many sins. So each sin you do, black creature is created to punish you. So on the Day of Judgment, angels will punish, that will be separate punishment, but these people will be welcoming you as well there, in their own, actually, forms, and very evil forms and scary forms. So sin is not a normal thing. So she said, that was your sins. And he said, who was that old man, that white old man I saw? She said, that was your good deeds, that you have few good deeds, for they don't have power to fight with your evil deeds and outweigh them. But still, they benefited you, your good deeds, that at least they guided you towards. So any virtue, any good deed which you can do, don't undervalue it. Whatever you can do, don't think this is only a small good deed. What will it benefit me? No. Inshallah, maybe that is the deed which can lead you to success. So any chance you get of doing good acts, no matter how small, you should actually do it. You never know how much it's going to benefit you. So the daughter said, and she said that we are the children who are lasmanta deposited and the manat for the people, for the Muslims, parents. And Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi woke up. And immediately when he woke up, he gave his all wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, sometimes a person changes, then he can change rapidly. You see, you and me can as well. Repentance is very easy if a person have the will, that I want to leave the slavery of shaitan. I don't want to be slave of shaitan or slave of my desire or worldly people. Why I do not become a slave and servant of Allah? There is my honor. These worldly matters, as I said, again and again, are debasing people. People are being, the children are turning back on their parents, brothers are going against their brothers, sisters against brothers. Oh, their matters. This shows that don't actually rely on them. And then you will have high expectation from them, they will not be able to fulfill them. Only Allah Azza wa Jal, when you expect and hope in His mercy, you'll find Him beyond your expectation, He will meet you. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one of the hadith of Qudsi, Man ja bil hasad falahu ashru amsalihah. That whoever will come with, on the Day of Judgment, with one virtue, I will give him 10 at least. Man taqarraba min shibran taqarrabtu minhu zira'an. Whoever will come towards me a hand span, I will come towards him an arm's length. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Man atani yamshi ataytu harwala. Whoever will come walking towards me, I will go running towards him. Whoever will step one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning repentance, coming to Allah Azza wa Jal, doing tawbah, leaving bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will, 10 steps I will go towards Him. My mercy, you know, and though our steps will be according to our level, which is nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala steps according to His level. Imagine. So the Malik bin Dinar also took that step, one step. You have to take one step. You can't sit back and thinking somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send an angel and throw you in paradise. Well, that's never going to happen in this world. Because you are such a creation who have been bestowed with trust to do good or bad. You are not like animals. You are not like sun, moon, stars, what other animals. You have been charged with this duty. So that Malik bin Dinar rahmahullah gave his whole wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and went to a wali of Allah at that time. And he said, I want to repent. And he said, welcome, you are welcome, I am waiting for you. And he repented on his hand and he became such a high level of a wali of Allah that one cannot imagine. If you read his stories and his books, it's unimaginable. One I will just mention to you just to let you know how what was this person. Once drinking alcohol and with women and dancing and music, and now what was it? Once he was coming past from the mosque and he saw a young man in his youth directing the engineers and architects and builders. He was building a big palace, very rich man. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar passed and he saw it with his inside vision, and he went to this young man and he said, what are you doing? He said, I am building a big palace for myself. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, the same Malik which you have heard, when he, after repentance, he said, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar said, how much are you spending? He said, 100,000 dinar or something like this, 1 million. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar said, if you give me this 100,000, and isn't it better I give you a palace in paradise? Your palace will perish away. That is not going to perish away. He said, how is it that I'm going to get that? He said, you give me the money, I will write actually on a paper. So he was so impressed. He knew Hazrat Malik bin Dinar that he is not telling lies. So he said, okay, yes, this is, let me think, he said. So after another day, tomorrow Hazrat Malik bin Dinar went back, or after a few days, he said, have you thought? He said, yes, I've decided that I will give you that money and I want the palace in paradise. So Malik bin Dinar wrote a letter, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from the humble servant, from the lowly servant, unworthy servant of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, writing that letter. The Malik bin Dinar, on the basis of this money, promised him to give him, Allah give him one palace in paradise. And there he signed and gave him the letter, I got the money. It was a strange deal. But that is some of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows blessings upon His awliya Allah. Like Rasulullah said that there are certain walis of Allah that if they swear by the name of Allah that this thing is going to happen like this, it just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just makes it happen. Whatever they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah went away, and then next week when he came and passed that place, he saw black shawls and blackened that house. It was a sign that someone has died. And he went there, he said, who is it died? He said, that young man has died. And he's been buried, etc. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, that young man, that youth, he had said, kept that piece of paper and said to the people who were burying him, that when you bury me, also with my coffin put this piece of paper as well. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah was praying in the mihrab, in the mosque. After praying, he was just sitting. He was sitting and wind brought a paper to him, and he read that on the other side it was written that, as you, my servant, as you have promised, we have not given him one palace, but we have given much more, as you have promised. And Malik bin Dinar then took this paper to his household and the people who buried it. He said, is it this one you put in his coffin. And they said, yes, by Allah, this was the paper which we put. So imagine that at one stage he is living sinful life, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, he is doing business on the basis of at least the palaces of paradise in this world. Kitna bada maqam hai. And he said to other people, there is another small story about him, that Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi once was sitting, and a rich person, like he was rich once, there was another person who was very rich. He had a kaniz, a maid servant. People at that time used to buy, because during the jihad there were people were exchanging, and these people who were made slaves, they could be bought and sold. So she was going with her, and she had many other servants with her, and passing fragrance and everything. And she saw this old man just sitting in the way, and she said to this old man, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, sitting. And she, as a joke, said something to Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, and Malik bin Dinar said that, will you sell yourself to me? I want to buy you. She, as a joke, she said that this must be a joke. A beggar is saying that he wants to buy me. He said, do you know how much are you going to pay? He said, I'm going to pay few pounds, maybe, he said at that time, few dirham. While that worth, actually, or how her master bought her for thousands, he said, I'm paying few pounds. She said, how is it you are saying few dirhams you are going to pay for me? But she said, as a joke, she said, we will just take him and have a good time, and we'll just have a joke and good time with the master. So she took her to master, and he said that, master, this person wants to buy me. He said, okay, then how much you are going to pay? He said, 3 or 4 dirham. He said, can you not see that she is very, I bought her for so 100 and 1,000 dirham. Because Malik bin Dinar said that she has many defects, and defective thing has, the price is less of a defective product. He said, can you see, there is no defect in her. She is perfect, she is young, anything. Can you see any defect? He said, yes, there are so many. He said, what? He said that one defect is that soon she will grow old, and she will lose his beauty and looks. Second, she is holding in her body urine and stool. Thirdly, she spits, and the saliva she has, and she goes to toilet, and things like this. He mentioned many things. He was surprised that is quite every human being has. And he said that if she doesn't dress, or if she doesn't take bath after in 2-3 weeks, you won't be able to sit near. So he said that every human being has this. This is not a defect. But okay, then you tell me, is there anyone who does not have these things? He said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the righteous people such whores and women of paradise. None of them have these defects. They are such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if one hoor of Jannat, she would just disclose her one hand from the heavens, all the universe actually will be enlightened with her hand. The sun won't be able to see sun. Itni usme roshni hai, and that kind of light that this is, which is not going to harm the person, which is a light of enjoyment. But he said that if that Rasulullah said that who, and Hazrat Malik bin Dinar said, the woman in paradise, our messenger have said, that who spits, her spit is such pure that she spits in the ocean, which is salty, the waters in the sea, they will become sweet as honey. Or with there are so many qualities of Hurayn, he mentioned, that they will never grow old or anything. So he was really so much, because the wordings of Awliya Allah, and when they do nasiha, sometimes they are so effective that it had such effect that person immediately repented, and he also gave his maal and his wealth in sadaqah, and he said that to that woman that you are free wherever you want to go. But she was so impressed as well. She said, I am not going anywhere as well. So she also changed her intentions, and changed her life, and they both became pious persons. So this is life of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh. First, when he was like many people, becoming a disciple of shaitan and nafs and living. But so never you are late. His late 20s or early 30s he changed. And then he was. It only takes 1 second. So my request to you is that again and again, me and yourself, we are experiencing worldly matters now and then, people becoming unfaithful, people behaving ill-treated. If you ask any person, let's say in Hyde people live, or in Oldham, or in Ashton, you say, is there anyone you would like them to perish from this world? They'll say, yes, my relatives in this town. No one else. Yes, my relatives somehow actually, they could actually mourn. And so this is the level of people's interaction. While righteous people do not have these intention and these wishes, but I'm saying the normal people, meaning that people do not behave good with each other. So when you know that your wife can turn back on you, your children, parents, you see here, the children when they go up, they say, it's our life, we are not bothered, go into the old house and live, we are going to support you, bye-bye. So when you know and see is day and night that these things are happening, that nothing is becoming faithful to you, you inshallah give your faith and your heart and your mind and your life and your qualities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yes, people will become faithful, unfaithful, but when you've done deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not worried then. If they're unfaithful, let them go. You are not bothered. Because you have done a deal and you have got the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you don't, one day it will come that these people will stay the same and you will die and you will make your end as well very seriously damaged. And then none of these people going to help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. On the day of judgment, wife is fleeing from the husband, husband is fleeing away from the wife, they don't want to see. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people will say that we wish that all people I could give as a ransom and say, I can be saved from the fire of hell. My parents, my father and mother, my daughter, my wife, beloved wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have them all and actually save me from the fire of hell. That is going to be the state of every normal person at that time who do not behave righteously. So, Anbiya al-Islam, now and then in hundreds of years, they came and they have been explaining this fact to people that don't be deluded and deceived by this world. Hazrat Nuh al-Islam had longest life, more than 950 years, he just preached. And when Hazrat Israel al-Islam came to visit him at the time of death, and he said to Hazrat Nuh al-Islam that, O Prophet of Allah, that you are one of those people who have been given extraordinary life. How did you feel? How did you find the world? Because 950 or 1,000 years is a long time. He said, I felt that there is one room. From one door I entered, and from the other door I'm going to make my exit now. That is how 950 years has passed. So our life, 60, 70, 80 years, is nothing at all. So we should repent and ask people and scholars and ulama actually how to repent. There is a way and methodology to repent, come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger of Allah. They are in your well-being and well-wisher, while other people, they have their own incentives and own motives. They are with you. Once they will be fulfilled, they will leave you stranded. Don't you see in this now, they say there is a pension scandal, that there is not enough pension for people in England. And don't you see that how the home minister have been abandoned. One day he is a home minister doing good job, and the second day just under pressure that he fast-tracked an application or whatever. Everyone, and he was weeping and crying on TV, that people have turned back on me. I was doing so good job, and they cannot even tolerate that I am a human being, and he was claiming to meet his son, etc., and say that I am human being as well as a minister. And they, so people are so that they are doing very good job, no matter day and night they are defrauding the government and doing all bad things themselves, but they can't see a home secretary actually being fast tracked, and so he should resign. Very bad. So he goes and with shedding tears and says, this is dunya. Now that's how dunya treats you. Now he is rock bottom again and finished. So this dunya is very, very fierce, and it's not worthwhile to please them, to miss prayers because I have guests, I have people, to actually displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because wife is saying I want jewelry and I can't get jewelry unless you actually do this type of things, and then you earn your unlawful earnings and prepare the jewelry, and maybe after 1 year she turns back on you. So it's not worthwhile to destroy your akhirat for the dunya of other people. Oh ya Allah, say the way forward is to learn, as our brother was announcing, to learn to repent and then to be steadfast on deen and course of self-purification. So we have a course and a methodology as well, which thousands of people previously, millions of people used, which is like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, and other mashayikh, they use this methodology to make people awliya Allah and make them come close to Allah and unshackle and free them from the shackles of shaitan and nafs. And now that way is available as well. So inshallah, whoever wants to walk the way, they can. But the will should be from you. You have to step that one step like Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will embrace you in this world and hereafter. Jazakallah subhanahu allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayhi. If anyone has any general question, they can ask by all means before you go for your refreshments. Koi baat sawal puchna hai to puch le. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.